The East Side's favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Well, here's a terrifying thought. All of your exes are in one room.
Oh, goodness. How close to that room do I have to get?
And we walk slowly out the door.
That's right.
All of your exes are in one room, and what's the one thing they can agree about you on?
Oh, this is fun.
Good or bad.
Good or bad. I'd rather walk into an intervention. Tell me how much you love me.
280-1025. We're asking you to. If all your exes were in one room, they would come to an agreement about this one thing about you. What would it be?
What did you come up with, Ken?
I don't want to know.
No.
I mean, well, we could have, but no.
No one has ever been as good.
They would all agree they all wanted me back. That's true. They all came back later.
All right.
And you guys thought I was going to be the one to say that. Ken said it.
Look, I'm sure whatever yours is going to be even more disgusting. So, but that's true. They all did come back after the breakup.
So they're in a room.
Want another chance.
And they're all saying, boy, I wish I could have had more Ken.
Yes.
No, I want more.
Yes.
No, I don't. And you're just preside over going, I don't know why people would fear a room of exes. This is delightful.
Exactly.
That's how I'm going to choose to remember it.
That's fine.
Or think about it.
That's fine.
Yeah?
That's fine.
What did you come up with?
Well, I really only came up with that they would all agree that the alarm went off early.
Oh. Not all of your exes. You can go way back before the radio career.
Okay. I mean, even in college, because in college I got up early to do the radio. I did NPR, All Things Considered. I had to get up Saturday morning. So even in college, I was setting my alarm early. And that was my first boyfriend.
Just,
I didn't have a boyfriend.
You were just bored upping that show, right?
No. I wasn't doing. I did my news. I came in and I broke in with local news. I had three local news segments. Oh,
that's not how you made that sound.
No, I was never a part of. During All Things Considered, I came in with local news breaks.
Okay.
Ken, yeah, no, jeez.
That's not how you made it sound.
Not in college, not now am I qualified for that show. But regardless, I was even getting up early. So they would all agree the alarm goes off early. And nobody has ever liked that. Because even, you know, Aaron in Springfield, when I dated him, I was doing the morning show on Oldies. I had to get up and do the news.
Okay.
So that's they would all agree on that.
Yeah.
And obviously, just like Ken, probably other things.
Right, sure.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. For me, it would be they could all agree upon when they broke up with me, the amount of crying.
Why? Forever. So you took it hard. They would all agree that you took it hard.
The emotions, you know me, I wear my emotions on the sleeve. So when I am rejected,
have you ever broken up with anybody?
No.
Did you ever break up with anyone?
No.
You were always dumped.
No.
Oh,
yes, always.
That's brutal.
Me too.
Yeah.
That would be the other thing they would agree on. We all dumped him.
We've all talked. We've talked about
that. But then regretted it.
No man has ever broken up with a woman. Jeez, okay. I hope their Facebook group is just, you know.
Oh, goodness.
Want more Ken.
That'd be awesome.
WMK.
I love it.
If all exes joined together and created a Facebook page. Awesome.
Well, that was at the time. Now, they might have had some time to think about it.
No, certainly not.
And it's not as devastating as it once seemed. 280-1025. All your exes are in one room. What would they agree about you on? All right, Mark, so we got all your exes in one room. Awesome, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how awesome. I mean, I think everyone would agree that I'm a pretty predictable guy. Like, I like routine, but I also have, and I don't know, I've never really heard this before, but I kind of am a little crazy about some of my eating habits. You know, like I'm the guy who brings his own utensils to dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Like I need a new napkin almost after every like bite. Like I'm like just a little OCD with that stuff, and I think people have probably noticed it. It's never really come up, but I'm sure that would be something they all agree on.
Okay, so you don't like to get messy when you eat.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I kind of understand.
Do and you if eat? My date's getting messy, it's not going well for me either.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you eat pizza with a fork?
I do. Fork and knife. 100%.
Okay. Okay. Oh, your exes are making fun of you right now. That room is just...
Morgan is eating. Mark was a good guy, but he's weird going out to eat with. Okay, got it. Thanks, Mark. You have a great day. Take care.
Tweet us at Star 1025.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.